Jackson to the end zone. Touchdown, Texas Tech.
Ezukama for the touchdown.
Hand off to Marcus Fields. Down the sideline. Touchdown, Red Raiders.
Welcome on, welcome all to the Air Raid Podcast. Presented by the Matadors. You are on once again with your boy, Albie Shore. And as always, I got my right-hand man with me, Dylan Smythe. What's up, Bill?
Just ready to talk hog mollies today. The big boys.
The big boys
multiple
in the
eyes.
Pen.
Big boys.
The big boys in the pen. Jeremy Gillen, are you ready to talk about big boys in the pen?
Yeah, baby.
Boys are thick.
Corn-fed. Corn-fed. Thick with two C's.
Thick with two C's.
Thicker than a Snicker.
If you don't already know, we're talking about the old lineman, the sexiest position on the team.
In sports, really.
In sports. That's who all the women go for, right? Step aside, Patrick Mahomes, Bowman, McIver, Harrell. Step aside. Get me to the big boy.
You know what my favorite thing about offensive linemen is?
What's that?
The glow up once they're done playing football.
Right.
Like once they evolve into a normal looking human, it's very cool.
Right. It's funny because like most ex-athletes, right, when they're done playing, they either stay the same build they are or they get fat, right? Like they go through the Charles Barkley, right? They all get fat. But old linemen get skinnier. Mike Golick wasn't an old lineman, but like linemen in general get skinnier.
Joe Thomas is the example I'm thinking of.
Joe Thomas.
I saw him on
what was that rock show? Gladiators, or basically it's a rock's version of the Gladiators. Yeah, he looks good. He looks good. Lost the belly. It's awesome. But guys that aren't going to lose the belly.
Not anytime soon, at least.
Not anytime soon is our Texas Tech offensive lineman. So, guys, as you know, we got five guys in the offensive line. We got Jack Anderson, the highest ranked rated recruit in Tech history. Who's going to be, once again, he should be good to go at right guard. Dawson Deaton looks to be our starting center. Weston Wright looks to be our left guard. Let's just talk about those three right there. What do you expect from the interior linemen this upcoming season, Dylan?
I mean, I expect them to be the strength of our offensive line because I'm sure we'll get to tackle, but tackle is kind of a question mark. So I expect the strength of our offensive line to be kind of in the center. So maybe that means running the ball right up the gut with Sir Roderick. I expect the interior run game between these three guys to be really good.
Jeremy, what are you seeing from those three guys?
That is exactly what I was beelining for, is that now we have like this really strong center that I think you're going to see our offense go, because Sir Roderick Thompson's no featherweight. I mean, we're going to put him through the middle and let the magic happen. I don't think we're going to be seeing as many. That's kind of a bold statement, so I won't make that one. But just a lot more running up the middle, a lot more confident running up the middle.
Make the bold statement, Jeremy. That's what
it
the
just
people
doesn't,
want to hear.
Albert, it just doesn't. No, but it doesn't make sense. I want to say that I don't think we'd run to the outside as much, but Sir Roderick Thompson's a really good running back, so we can pretty much run him in any direction.
Well, so one thing about this is with Jack Anderson, with Anderson and Deaton, this is it. This is the last hurrah for both of them. I kind of already mentioned Jack Anderson and how he was the highest rated recruit in Tech history. When he was first signed on, we thought he was only going to be here for 3 years. Surprise, had a not so good year last year. I mean, is this the year that Jack Anderson just shoves everybody aside so Sir Roderick can get his 1,000 yards?
It needs to be, both for Jack Anderson and for Texas Tech.
Is Jack Anderson the single most important player on the offense?
On the offensive line?
Yes. On the offense. Ooh. The entire offense.
Not on just the offense, period. But on the line, I would say.
Jeremy?
I'm not going to say he's the most. Well, I don't know. If you boil it down to Anderson fails, all the plays fall apart?
Let me rephrase then, because if you're saying he's not just not in an important position, is he the best player on the offensive in the offense?
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
I mean, he's a draft pick. He was
most
last year. He will be again. But if
yeah.
he really wants to upgrade his draft stock, I think he's got some room to improve.
Okay. Hey, Jackie boy, I know you listen to the pod. We like you. We think he got a lot of room to improve. But this is, I mean, again, this is his senior year. I haven't seen him in a while. Hopefully he has a better mustache. And I think behind the strength of his new mustache, he can definitely have that great senior year that he needs to get drafted. So let's talk about the sexiest of the sexy positions, which is offensive tackle. These are the guys that get paid the big bucks when they get to the next level, right? And that's the big question mark for this team because our tackles left. We don't have no more tackles. The tackles are gone from last year. So right now, and we were talking about a pre-pod, but what I've seen is the two guys that are going to be coming out of tackle that are projected starters, Josh Berger, grad transfer at left tackle, and Casey Verhulst, a reformed guard, if you will, moved to right tackle. What do you think about those two guys, Dylan?
I think that very well could be the two starters on September 19th. Josh Berger comes from a small school, and we talked about this pre-pod. It's really
Wofford.
Yeah.
Comes from
Wofford. It's really hard Wofford. To quantify offensive line stats, but you can see he has tape against Clemson, and Clemson's defensive line is no joke, and he played very well against that offensive front.
Did he?
Or defensive front.
Did he? Did he play really well, or did he just not play as bad as everybody else?
Hold on. 11 knockdown blocks against Clemson. He knocked down 11 big boys on a team that was much better than him.
That's fair.
Well, Jeremy, what do you have to say about that?
I don't know why Josh Berger would start over Zach Adams. I'm just going to put that out there. I think Adams has a better reach and has more weight on him. And I'm all for English is really hard. I'm all for
Hello, Tom.
I'm all for Casey.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I'm all for Casey.
Like, it seems like Jeremy can't get his words correct on this podcast. Come back with us later on the podcast to see if he fixes it or if he just goes down crashing. Back to you in the studio, Bob.
I'm all for KCV. It's just Zach Adams, I think, would be a better starter out at tackle than Berger.
I will say, I think Zach Adams is a good answer here, too, because if you listen to the press conferences coming out of camp, Coach Farmer said Zach Adams has really turned a corner this year. And then the two players they interviewed after Coach Farmer was Jack Anderson and Dawson Deaton, and they both said Zach Adams. So if one of those two guys doesn't get the start at right or left tackle, I think Zach Adams is the guy to plug in because, you know, he's a redshirt senior. He's been with the program for 4 years. Yes, he has some, like, injury issues, but he's a big boy. He's experienced, and he's been with this team for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's important to note that this was just what was projected. Tech didn't release a 2D, so we really don't know who will be starting at tackle.
Well, here's the thing. Neither do they.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, don't come down on us if you come out and you see Zach Adams starting. You're like, hey, what, Albie, you told me. I don't know. This is what was projected. This is what I'm seeing and what's being projected. Personally, I agree with the both of you. I actually would rather Zach Adams start instead of Josh Berger. Look, right, y'all know how much I don't like these grad transfers. I took an exception for Colin Schooler because that boy different. But this one from Wofford? Who wasn't even first team all conference at Wofford? I don't care about him, right? And so, like, to me, I would much rather Zach. I mean, Zach Adams hasn't necessarily played the most while he's been here. He's had injury problems, but barely played last year. But if he's turned the corner, he's been in the program for forever, right? So let him play. Let him start. I feel more comfortable with that than old boy from Wofford. But I think one guy that y'all haven't really skipped over was Casey Verhulst, who is coming from his natural guard position. That's also projected to start at right tackle. Personally, he smiles too much for my liking, but I mean, what do y'all think about him?
Again, it's just a guy who played snaps for us at offensive line before, and the offensive line was a borderline atrocious last year, but I liked what I saw from Casey Verhulst. I Verhelst. Oh my God, Jeremy, what have you done?
See, there we go.
KCB.
There we go.
I liked what I saw from him. I wouldn't be uncomfortable moving up to a tackle position.
I mean, I agree. I think he actually played really well. He played in every game last year, provided good depth for us. Last year, we talked about it throughout the season. It was surprising how bad the O-line was. Like, that was supposed to be the strength, right? It was supposed to be Matt Wells' first year. Everybody else might suck, but the O-line will not. And guess what? They were one of the worst on a team of pretty bad, right? So it was surprising, but I do think he was a bright spot coming off the bench anyway. Especially early in the season, one thing I do remember is he played a good amount of that Oklahoma State upset and played really well, right? Played really well in that Oklahoma State upset. I actually be quite all right with him playing at right tackle for us. But like I said, he smiles too much. I want dangerous, angry,
dangerous.
You know, Brandon Carter type lineman. Put some paint on your face. That's what I want for my lineman. He's not that, but he did play pretty well last year. So, guys, I do have some questions for y'all. See if y'all are ready for this. We kind of already talked about some of the starters, right? But I need to know who is going to surprise us. Jeremy, give me an unsung hero from the bench who you think could come in clutch this year and get some more PT.
Man, coming in at 6'11", 345 pounds from Wellington, Texas. What? Trevor Robertson, obviously. This dude is a monster. And if he can get, I think we were talking, Dylan and I were talking earlier, like if he can, I guess, slim down is the issue right now, slim down and get fit for play, this dude will be an absolute asset for this O-line. That reach, oh my goodness. That's an extra second for the quarterback to drop back. Easy.
Well, Dylan, are you going to pick the big green Jolly Giant as well?
No, I'm going to pick a true freshman, Caleb Rogers. Caleb Captain America Rogers.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
It's just a name that I heard from those coaches. That they seem to really like him. He's a big boy. He played really – I'm trying to remember where – where he played in Texas.
Mansfield,
yeah. Lakeridge, 6A. I mean, just the things that I heard from the coaches and players, I think he's got a lot of potential.
So I am going to go out and pick a guy who's feels like been at Tech forever. Will Ferrar, right?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Like, Will Ferrar has been here. I'm pretty sure he was at Tech when I was at Tech. Okay. Yeah, that's how long he's been there, right? And for those that don't know, I was at Tech like a decade ago. So, Will Ferrar, he's been there for a long time and hasn't really played much. But I do think that now that as the O-line gets younger, right, it is his time to kind of get more playing time, grab the reins. I actually thought that he was one guy that you could see. I think he's going to be the primary backup in the interior line. He's definitely not a guy that you can move to tackle. That's kind of not his jazz. But he's the guy that can play both center and guard. And I think that he's going to be the main backup to the starting three. I will say one guy. Actually, no. I'll save this answer for later. The next guy I'm going to bring out. But my question for y'all is, what's the guy that's going to disappoint? What's a guy that you're like, man, what you doing, bro? Who do you think is going to disappoint the most? Dylan?
I hate this question. I really do, because like, what if the only answer I could really have who could disappoint us would be Jack Anderson. He did it last year. He could do it again.
Yeah,
but I don't think that that's the case. I think he's on his senior redemption tour.
Puff your chest out, say Jack Anderson.
If I had to pick someone, he has the most potential to disappoint.
He doesn't have what it takes from Dylan Smythe.
Lies.
Woo! Oh my god. Didn't say that.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Jeremy, you as ballsy as Dylan?
Josh Berger
from Wofford.
Still, I will be disappointed that he does not perform as well as I thought he would coming from Wofford.
Oh, yeah. High hopes from Wofford, from the powerhouse that is Wofford, huh? Well, I mean, so I'm not gonna do what would be on brand for me to also say Josh Berger because y'all know how I feel about the grad transfer. I'm actually gonna say somebody who has disappointed me already. right? As I lose his name, but now I got it. DeMarcus Marshall, bring that ass here, boy. DeMarcus Marshall, you should have been on. You are a guy that last year should have got PT. You've been on a scout team for 2 years now, and your name hasn't. Dylan, you listen to the coaches all the time. Has his name even been brought up? I haven't heard anything about him.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's massive.
Yeah, big boy from Grand Prairie. Hasn't been talked about whatsoever. Dylan don't even know who he is, right? I expected by this time, I definitely expected DeMarcus Marshall to be the guy that's, by his third year in the program, really getting into the thick of things. I was really excited when I saw his tape a few years ago. Really excited for him. He moved really well for his size. And I thought he could be a real pile driver in the interior line. Just hasn't been, right? Just has not been. He has disappointed me personally. As far as the old lineman that I think will disappoint, how about the whole group? Can I just say I think the whole group is going to disappoint? Look, last year I was really upset about how badly this team played. And I'm really big on what have you done for me lately. And the two best guys on the O-line, Dawson Deaton and Jack Anderson, were two of Dawson Deaton last year. Woo! Was rough at times.
I don't even think Terrence Steele had a great season, despite him playing for the Cowboys right now.
Yeah, not a good season.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So now we got a guy from Wofford, right? A guy, Jack Adams, who really hasn't played much, even though we think that he could start. Casey Verhulst, so the best tackle we now have on the O-line is a guy who's played guard, whose natural position is a guard, is our best tackle from what we're seeing, right? And then a bunch of guys on the bench who are backups who also haven't played. I mean, Troy Bradshaw hasn't played. Clayton Franks hasn't played. Will Ferrar's been here as long as I don't know. As long as Kirby Holcutt, as long as Kent Hance, and he's barely played. So like I think this whole group may disappoint, right? So Roger Thompson might have to go meet an old lineman for a little bit. I have more faith in him blocking.
Makes his own hole, takes the ball, runs down the field.
I think this old line, but I do think, I will say about this old line, I do think they have the greatest, they can go, they can perform a lot.
The bar is set so low for them, they can exceed your expectations. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not necessarily that. Like, their range of performance is very wide, right? They can actually be, I can see this old lineman group as a group being the best position group on the offense and the worst, right? Like, it's so wide, right? For the receivers, for example, we know they're going to be productive. I don't really question the receivers. It's a question of which receiver is going to do what. But I don't question the receivers as much, right? Running back, same thing. I don't really question the production as much, which is the question of, will Siraj be the guy to do it, or will it be, you know, one of his backups or anything like that, right? But the old line, there's so much variability. That's the word I was looking for. There's so much variability on how good or bad this group can be that it makes me nervous, and it makes me think the whole group's going to disappoint me. I've watched Texas Tech football for too long, so I'm used to a group disappointing. Right?
I remember going into last season, we talked about them being like the strongest group on our team and really letting us down.
It was supposed to carry us.
Yeah. So, I mean, on this section of the previews, usually I talk about stats. I ask for bold predictions, but this is the O-line. Ain't no stats for me to talk about. And I mean, I don't know what we already asked about running back figures, you know? So I guess the only bold prediction I will ask from y'all, do we get any first team all conference O-linemen this year, Dylan?
Yeah, Jack Anderson.
First team?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy?
Yeah, Jack Anderson. Redemption. Senior redemption tour.
We're kind of willing it into existence, hopefully.
Yeah,
I'm really trying. You hear this, Jack? We are trying.
I'm about to say, because this guy...
Need you to try.
Well, so, now I will say, 2018, he was second team all Big 12. Right? So to go from...
He's right there.
To go from second team all Big 12 to... I mean, I think if you go into Tech Bio, when I was researching earlier, it didn't even... It just said, oh, he was first team. He was preseason all Big 12. So... Like on your bio when they're just like, yeah, he was preseason. He was supposed to be good, and there's nothing else. That ain't great, right? So, So question about Jack Anderson, does he get drafted?
Yeah.
You sound very
confident. He's not going to be a first-team All-American and not get drafted.
Oh, that's true. All-American. I said All-Big 12. Big 12. Okay, no, timeout. Dylan Smythe with the prediction that Jack Anderson will be first-team All-American.
Sure.
You heard it here first.
And then he's going to get drafted.
Lord.
You heard it here first, people.
By the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry I put that evil on you, Jack.
Letting defensive tackles go because he's guarding Baker.
Oh.
He's like, oh, I lost the block, coach. Oh,
sorry, coach.
Baker gets pancaked.
You think this is the long con?
The long con. I'm in on it. I'm absolutely in on it. He's going to crush it this year, go to the first round of the Cleveland Browns, and then Baker's going to get sacked 15 times.
Oh man. And he'll be like, I retire from football.
I regret nothing.
And then he goes and buys a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my God.
And becomes a restaurateur.
Life would just be so perfect after that. 2020 would be made up in my mind.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, Jack listens to the pod, so he's going to do all these things.
Jack, you would be a Texas Tech legend if you pulled this off. Just saying. Like, move aside Michael Crabtree. There would be Crabtree. A statue.
Oh, does Crabtree own a cheesecake? Now I'm curious. Now I'm like, wait, am I missing something? Oh,
no, yes you are. Yes, you are. Oh, no, I don't know if we can talk about that here.
That's all we can say. Tyler gets us, if you're listening. Our old podcast buddy Tyler is all in on this segment.
Yeah, Tyler. Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about this off pod, so. But Dylan Smythe with the prediction of the podcast that Jack Anderson will be a first-team All-American, get drafted the first round of the Cleveland Browns. Jeremy, is there anything else you want to say about this O-line group or anything in general?
Just please, please. That's it.
All right, that was ominous and weird. Dylan, anything you want to say about this group?
Not about this group, but just our podcast in general. I think this is our fourth preview, something I don't even know at this point. But I know that there are podcasts that are out before the one that you're listening to now that you should go listen to.
Definitely. Listen to all the previews. We have secondary, receiver, linebacker, running back. This is actually our fifth podcast now talking about the O-linemen. So please see our podcast on Megaphone, Air Raid, or at Air Raid Podcast on Twitter, VivaTheMatadors.com, at VivaTheMatadors on Twitter, at Jeremy Dane, at Dylan Smythe 141.
No, don't worry about it, though.
Don't worry about it.
I don't want you guys to find me. Leave me alone.
I don't have Twitter up. That's true. Dylan likes to have his account more like a burner, but except it's his name. Yeah. So.
It's my burner, but it's directly tied to me.
Yeah, it's 100%. So if you want to get him fired, go right ahead. I don't think he has anything worthy of getting fired.
I can't get fired from anything. Well, I guess maybe this podcast, but.
You know what's funny? I'm pretty sure I had your Twitter name mixed up with Jacob Harris, our old colleague. So at Dylan Smythe 92 is actually his Twitter if you want to harass him. And for mine is at Mr_Albie Shore. Yeah, I mean, this O-line group has a lot of variability, so I'm very curious to see what happens. I wonder if, who knows, maybe Josh Berger surprises us all and shows us what a Wofford man can do. But a lot to see from this group. So for Jeremy, for Dylan, for Albie, I know y'all want to see us get out, so stay right, people.